the sight. Don't cry, for he's coming. Don't die without knowing the cross. Sweet song of salvation, a pregnant mother sings. She lives in starvation, her children need all that she brings. Flowers to the left of us, ghettos to the right. There'll be bread for all of us if we can just bear the cross. We all have our problems, some are big, some are small. Soon all of our problems will be taken by the cross. Black day, stormy night, no love, no hope in sight. Don't cry, for he's coming. Don't die without knowing the cross.
Hi, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is John. We're broadcasting live right now from UBC's Point Grey campus right near Vancouver. That is on unceded Coast Salish traditional Musqueam land. And this is Cue It Up, ought to be. Time is 3:03 p.m. Pacific. And it's been a while since I've done a regular show. Had some time to think about what it ought to entail, the limits of the medium, the capacity to which I can push and strain while still holding on to whatever kind of niche or identity this program once had. All that to the wayside. I still have been quite worn down. So it is a music-based show today. We've got some tracks from some delightful Canadian artists throughout the hour. Ian William Craig, Old Girl, Hazy from Vancouver. Ian William Craig also from Vancouver. Respectful Child. We're going to hear all that. On an introductory note, of course, Alan Vega passed away. Infamous American artist, band Suicide, primarily with his partner, Martin Rev. You know, not much for me to say about it, really. Of course, I love the band Suicide. Don't want to make any contrived statements. I am a child of the 90s, so my historical being within is always from the perspective of an outsider. But yeah, we're going to play a track from Suicide, Super Subway Comedian, one of my favorites. I really think Suicide's movement from their first album towards something more beat-oriented, more to do with dance grooves and pop melodies, retaining that original character, is again something very interesting, and I think you don't need to listen to all of it. Some of that later Suicide stuff is not great, but the first two albums, the second one, it's worth a listen. There's some profanity in this song. Let's treat it together, hand in hand, as a kind of historical artifact, and not an in the moment. Sort of sweat-oriented gratuity. Anyhow, Suicide, Super Subway Comedian, and then we'll be right back.
day the other day, you know, as usual. Yeah, one of the million people that just keep riding this subway system in New York City. Yeah, New York City, man. The most beautiful city in the world, man. Yeah. I'll tell you, man. Everybody here is, like, so free. Yeah, you could be anything you want. Yeah, man. I'll tell you something, man. Even the cops are cool here, man. Yeah, I'll tell you. But anyway, just to show you, man, the other day here, this guy gets on the train here, right, man? He bumps into the fucking train car and he goes, yeah, I'm a comedian. Woo! Yeah. He says, man, hey, man, I'm the super subway rider, man. He's silly. Whoosh! Yeah. Yeah, now listen here, man. He can't get a job for doing his thing. All he wants to do is make people laugh. Yeah. All he wants to do is make people laugh. New York City, so women. New York City, so women. He strikes at any time, day or night. Yeah, man, there he is running around all over the place, right, man? He's got everybody laughing, man. Yeah, right in the middle of all this bleakness, man. Yeah, there's this guy walking, hey, man, I'm a comedian. Whoa, yeah. And there's everybody going, wow, man. Whoa. I'm the super subway rider, man. Yeah, yeah, able to leave those tall turnstiles at one full lion bounce, man. Yeah. So there he is, riding around. Yeah, he rides the IRTIND. Yeah, he rides the IRTIND. Yeah, there he is, striking everywhere, man. Yeah, here he comes, man. Yeah, hey, watch out, man. You're gonna laugh, you're gonna smile, man. Yeah, here he comes. Woo!
Super subway comedian. So hard in your life. He's the super subway comedian. He's the super subway comedian.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh. Yeah, let me tell you something, man. This can only happen in New York City. Wonderful place in the world. The freest place in the world.
I'm Dan Aykroyd. Since childhood, I have been fascinated with the invisible world. A world which can help us get through life if we know how to draw upon its power. A world serving positive projections, wherein you use your own personal, mental, and spiritual abilities to believe and subsequently make true the things that you want to happen for yourself. Also healing, miracles, the presences of spirits and beings once living now gone into another life, but who continue to intrude into our waking consciousness. Cataloging sacred cultural knowledge from the past, assessing the present, and foretelling the future. Contrary to the common perception of the skull as a symbol representing death, the people from these cultures, the Aztec, Mayan, and North American First Nations, for whom these artifacts possess sacred and mystical properties, associate the crystal heads with a life-affirming symbology.
Hey, you're listening to Cued Up on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live. We just heard the track Last Gen from Dry Heave. It's on their, it's the tape for, oh geez, who is it? Craft Singles, yes. And Dry Heave, that's their second release, as far as I know, their second, or sorry, rather, their second release after their debut LP, Controversial, came out last year. Good stuff out of Calgary. And part of my long-running hiatus over the past few months, I was in Sled Island for Calgary. And travel, you know, seeing various parts of Canada, the stereotype of the insular British Columbia sort of native who is, in the sense, sorry, not to claim that term for myself, but in the sense that I'm born in the Lower Mainland and have for much of my life stayed here and been very insulated from the remainder of Canada, knowing more about the States than I do about my supposed home nation. So interesting experience there. Dry Heave, got to see them live in Calgary. Excellent show. And again, before that, we heard a track from Suicide. We heard Super Subway Comedian. And with Dry Heave, sorry, I just keep returning to this band, which I have just played, but really phenomenal stuff. Check them out. Get their 7-inch on Craft Singles. Get the cassette. Cassettes are back in. There's no cassette store day, I'm told. There's no such thing as cassette stores, but that has not precluded the fervor and desire for festival. But yes, being in Calgary, it's interesting to attune a band to its place and its geographical happenstance. I think originally, what with the passing of Alan Vega playing that Suicide track, the original theme for today's show was some kind of off-kilter Americana, some kind of weird blues jam. You know, of course, the Republican National Convention is happening in Cleveland right now. It's fertile grounds for, I don't know, mining themes. And as Dan Aykroyd said there, pitching his Crystal Head Vodka, symbologies, things that exist beyond the greater and the sublime that we all prostrate ourselves towards. But, you know, I just thought that would be kind of contrived, too, so now I'm just playing music, which you know, is like the least contrived thing I could do, right? It's just like, you're listening to me. We're buddies, right? This is John, again, and you're listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM. But, yeah, so saw Dry Heave live. Very intense. Very precise. Mechanical, of course, you know, all the drums, percussion. It's all mechanical, pre-programmed, but it kind of burst out from that. It's there's a certain kind of gross bodily tension in that band, which I think is very interesting. And yeah, the best local thing I saw while I was there. And I had a bit to say on that, but I think we're going to go to some music first. This is Ian William Craig, Simple Hope. Ian William Craig, local singer, operatic slash producer, tape musician from Vancouver. And I've spoken to him all the time, but that speaks more to my subservience within the greater constellation and symbology of critical underground music consensus. Of course, Ian William Craig, accolades across the world right now. Every record he releases gets a glowing review from Tiny Mixtapes or The Quietus, or again, glowing mentions in Wire magazine. Doesn't get much more prestigious in the underworld than that, underground world than that. So this is a new album from Ian William Craig, Fat Cat Records. The track is called A Single Hope. And afterwards, we are going to hear some local, or well, rather, within the constellation and symbology. See what I mean about contrived? It's very easy to happen. You can just trip right into it. The symbology of the West Coast, we're going to hear some Old Girl from out of Victoria, and then some Hazy from Vancouver. And I'll speak more to you on that soon.
Dogs don't like hugs because it gives them stress and anxiety, and I hug my dog all the time. My dog.
Heard Fever Dream, Mole Girl, Victoria. Now we're for that single Hope from Ian William Craig. Now we are listening to Hazy's Niagara. We'll be right back.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one.
Discorder magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
All right, I'm going to do it. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does it make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we... You're not even going to last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal... What the f***?
It's a script.
I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, okay, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR Production Department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Oh, it's been so long. Vitality, other people, laughter, and spontaneous joy. You're listening to CITR at 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on traditional, unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam land. And we just heard, so there's a little bit of a Cascadian suite there. Not that I ascribe anything magical to Cascadia. It's a lot of water here, a lot of wetness, but aside from that, nothing phenomenal. But there was a little suite of Cascadian tracks there, and then we heard Respectful Child, solo violinist, does loops, modulations, her voice. Saw her at Sled Island as well, opening for a Julia Holter show. Yes, it was a Julia Holter show. And that was a track, Mind Control, from Respectful Child, out of Saskatoon, a place that I imagine I would like to visit. But people keep telling me I've got the wrong idea. I think I have exactly the right idea, though. For that, we heard Niagara from Hazy. For that, we heard Fever Dream from Old Girl. And before that, we heard A Single Hope from Ian William Craig. I don't know if there's much for me to say about those things that would cohere them together, attach them in mutant ways that were never meant to be. Each succeed in and of themselves. Of course, Hazy project sort of captures the project of Hazy itself. That individual is a member of the band Late Spring, and there's a sort of a transmutation of the whirling, spiraling energy that you have in that shoegaze project that becomes more unhinged in Hazy. You can check that out on hazyhazyhaze.bandcamp.com. Before that, we heard Old Girl, Fever Dream, the album Objet A. And it's something quite marvelous, I think. The whole album, the way it looms, has that spark to it while still feeling sedate, dangerous. Reminiscent for me personally of the Haligonian band Vulva Culture, which I also saw in Sled Island, albeit of course more here, an electronic project, more of the individual. For that we heard Ian William Craig, A Single Hope. Again, that was on a new record on Fat Cat Records. And if you've heard Ian William Craig before, it's likely not hear him in such an anthemic register, a soulful register with trackable sustains, melodies, and, you know, not broken up to the degree that it was before. And I haven't heard the whole album yet, but it's something different and interesting. Is that good? Is that good in Richmond, everyone? I'm just doing the best I can on this specifically non-contrived, non-thematic episode of Cue It Up on CITR. I have two pitches written down. The first says twee. I don't know why I wrote that. The second one says solipsism. In today's block of programming, I invite you to enjoy the wide range of solipsisms we have to offer, the infinite rooms with myriad permutations, specificities, never to meet face to face, always facing inwards, truly alone. And for you, listener, you have 20 more minutes of Cue It Up on CITR. We're going to play first bit of Arca's Entrenas. Arca, New York producer, of course, at this point, very mimetic, with a devoted following. I've always appreciated the sort of, lurching and angular, noisy bent of Arca's beats at the same time. There's always the sonic element in there, which is stretched, glassy, sharp timbres, which feel hollow, very vulnerable, something that is not at all strong, at least in the conventional sense. And, of course, the interesting tension there is something that he's spoken about plenty in his work. And Tranas is maybe, as a whole, the harshest thing he has produced. So in that sense, it's very interesting. After that, we're going to hear Steerage. Hear a track from them, Upon Maelstroms of Unbearable Reality. And then we're going to hear a track from L.A. Drone. They were a two-piece, maybe something of a different nature now. But we're going to hear Flight, Not Metaphor, from Wreck and Reference. Going to end. We're going to converge the two angles of the show. The emotive here, I am in the dark studio alone. The emotive on one hand, and in the other, what was the other one? Dark, like weird America. This is why I should have wrote down more pitches. Well, you know what? You only got one shot. Here's Arca.
Thank you. Girls can wear jeans and cut their hair short. Wear shirts and boots. Cause it's okay to be a boy. But for a boy to look like a girl is degrading. Cause you think that being a girl is degrading. But secretly, I'd love to know what it's like. Wouldn't you? What it feels like for a girl. Girls can wear jeans and cut their hair short. Wear shirts and boots. Cause it's okay to be a boy.
I'm deserving flight, but not metaphor.
On Friday, July 29th, the Davy Street Party, presented by Fido and Microsoft, will take place along Davy Street between Burrard and Jervis from 6 p.m. through midnight. This year, the beer garden is exploding, with the party spilling out from the community stage at Davy Street's historic Rainbow Crosswalk at Mead Street. Pound the pavement to some of the city's hottest talent and witness the annual Wimple Inn ceremony of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. The event is free and open to all ages. However, those 19 and older who wish to purchase alcohol at the event must grab a wristband for $5. More information is available at vancouverpride.ca.
Beppy Crispin presents... Difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut up slash collage, and a general Crispin weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
So, one editorial change there, of course. We just heard a Wreck and Reference song. We heard Flight, not Metaphor. And that brings us to a conclusion. Tune in again next week. I am putting on Steerage. It's on right now, and it will presumably remain on until Steve Zhang takes over at 4 again. We're talking about the Infinite Solipsistic Rooms. I'm making a slight move over. You imagine yourself topographically, the axis. It's as if you were shifting over, say, about 10 feet in abstract dimensional space. I'm a geometry major. Please send all emails to queueitup@gmail.com. You've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live Vancouver. At UBC. The Vancouver Point Grey campus. And tune in again next week from 3 to 4 p.m. if you're interested to listen into listening more. Anyhow, today's show was decidedly non-thematic. If you'd like to check out more of the Cue It Up pantheon of shows, go to citr.ca, look up Cue It Up. You'll be able to find all back episodes, including those which had an actual drive and mechanism with which to spend the allocated hour. Coming up now, Asian Wave 101, Steve Zhang's show about Chinese Korean pop. If you are interested, if you're a neophyte, if you are a tourist just walking by, the show has what you need to dive headfirst into the world of Chinese and Korean pop music, with sociological explanations about what makes each pop artist unique, what each artist is doing within the discourse, Chinese and Korean pop music. Asian Wave 101. It's happening right now. You don't have to wait. It's in 2 minutes. So don't bother going anywhere. There's really no time. Just stay completely still. And presumably you'll hear me again in a week's time. Goodbye. See you soon.